We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Ayin Aleph, when one of the members of the courtyard leaves from there or he dies, Sif Beis and Reish Lamed Chesem and Aleph, continuing the theme of the previous Sif, says the Mechaber Sif Beis Yisrael ben Chatzazu, a Jew from this courtyard, Shehalach Lishbez B'chatz Acher, said he went to spend Shabbos in another courtyard. Ve'in died to Yilachz B'Shabbos, he does not intend to come back on Shabbos. Ve'akach Nimlach B'Shabbos B'chatz, then he changed his mind on Shabbos and he came back. Ein Oisei does not make it forbidden. Says the Mishpura Sib Kotten Ches, in Ois, doesn't make it forbidden. Why? The Kibin Be'ish Halach, since when he went, Lo Hayadai Tilachs B'Shabbos, he had no intention of coming back on Shabbos. And again, if that's the case, Kivar Sikh Derasim Elev, he already removed his dwelling from his intention. Vavali Shabbos Hutra, it's like the Shabbos that was permitted, B'Shabbos Tiyas, he can't make it forbidden anymore. Avakabi Akum Kaimlam, but regarding a non-Jew that we said, then Bob B'Shabbos Ois becomes the Shabbos, he makes it forbidden. Kedle Shaykh Kabi Akum Lemi, it's not applicable by a non-Jew to say, Shakvar Sikh Daita that he already removed his intention. That's only by a Jew. That where he starts Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, which is a day of rest from him, then we presume that he doesn't intend to leave. This city subsequently came. It's like got a whole new inspiration. Which is not the case by a non-Jew. When it comes, the end reveals regarding the beginning. For many, we say, so he died to love it already by when Shabbos was starting, by twilight, he already had intention to come. Even if he's going to say that, no, he never had a mind in the beginning. We don't live based on what his mouth is telling us. The Shartzin Aizvav says, this is not like the Taz, that's lenient even by a non-Jew if he's Masir Das. However, if we know on our own that the non-Jew was Masir Das from coming back on Shabbos to his house, and then it happened that he did come back, there is room to say that then he has Aloha like Yisrael, and we say, since it's permitted, however, the Taz Shabbos is inclined to say the Chazal would not Machalik regarding this, since most times we cannot rely on him, and therefore it seems that that's how one should judge in practice by a Jew himself. There's also many Rishonim that hold to be stringent with, to say it's forbidden when he comes back, and the only one that agrees with them. So at least by a non-Jew, for sure one should not be lenient. Siv Gimel, Echad Min Hashuk, someone from the street, Shoy Lebayis Bachatzah, that had a house in the courtyard, or Mason, he died. V'nich Rishus Alech Min Hashuk, he left his domain for one of the people of the courtyard. Im Ismi Bayim, if he died from before Shabbos, in Azecha Isa, so the one who merits does not make it forbidden. Sha'ir Vishim Arval Beisai, because the Erev that he made for his own house, Matagam Mashiyosh, also permits what he inherited from this other guy. The Meis Mishach Hashecha, if that other person died when there's ready Shabbos, Isa is going to make it forbidden. Av Bisha Erev Azecha Imayim, even though the one who merits made an heir with them. In the Moil Mashiyosh Achkach B'Shabbos does not, it doesn't help for he subsequently inherits only once it's already Shabbos. So this is Rishiv Katan Tess. Echad Menashok B'chulu, someone from the street. Now Marius Toma B'Shul Eir V'Alabayish Yishlo B'Chatzar. I mean, we call him from the Shok, he's like an owner, but he doesn't join in the Eiriv for the house that he has in the courtyard. Now B'Hu Adin Simni Gizim Ho'yudar B'Chatzar. Really, it doesn't have to be like Stama landowner. It could be that he actually lives in the courtyard, but the Eiriv and he just doesn't join the Eiriv. Adinoka Echam Menashok, so why are you picking someone from the street? The Stama the Milsikin, that's usually what it is, because Yudar B'Shok, when he lives somewhere else, Einam Arv V'Alabayish Yishlo B'Chatzar, doesn't make an heir for the house that he owns in some random courtyard. Siv Katan Yud. So if he dies and he leaves it over to someone from the same courtyard, so say if he dies from before Shabbos, in azecha eiser. So then the one who merits does not make it forbidden. Bein shenechtes lader, but whether he enters to take up residence there oiloi or not, why? Siv katan yadav she'er v'chulu, because the erev that he made for his own house permits also for this house that he inherited. I feel him erev al beisai, even if he made erev on his house koydim she'meis meirisha, before the one who bequeathed it to him died. Because the primary acquisition of the Erev is by twilight, and then the house was already his, and therefore it's included in his portion of the Erev. Sivkat and Yud Beis. Now, if the person died after it was already dark, then Oisi makes it a film, even if the inheritor does not come to take up residence in that house, it's called a residence that has owners, because he's living in that courtyard. So therefore, it make it forbidden. Even though he made it al in his own house, that he has in this courtyard, does not help for this house that inherited afterwards on Shabbos. Because since at the time of twilight, which is the time of when the Erev takes an acquisition, the house was not his. So Erev did not take effect on this house. Bir Halacha, the Rimaschum, the Achakach. So, a random landowner, the Jew from this courtyard, that went to spend Shabbos in a different courtyard without intention to come back, and then he changed his mind, he can't make a Shabbos, so that's what Chabbos says, he's not going to make it forbidden. So he says, look at Beis Yosef, that it brings the opinions of those who are stringent regarding this, but he's inclined to be lenient. The Vilgoyin and his beer, it sounds like that his intention is to paskin like those who are machmer, look over there. And this city brings a riot to those who are machmer. From this, do we hold that Meshach HaShech HaEsar, you could answer a little bit based on what the Magen Avraham writes and Sivkot and Hey, the way the Machzor Shekel writes. But according to what it seems, that's not the opinion of the Vilgoyin to agree to his chiluk. And therefore, one should be stringent unless it's a pressing situation. And the Vimaskel, the mace, Meshach HaShech HaEsar, if the guy died after it was already dark, then this one who owns it now, who lives in the courtyard, will make it forbidden. So the Bach asks, why don't we say that since it was permitted ben Hashmashas, because then there was no Bailam, so then it's permitted for the whole Shabbos, similar to what's in Siv Beis. So he says, look in the Taz, it writes, what do you mean, wasn't dark, wasn't precise, which is the Dershu 23 beings that he explains, that's talking about where the one who died did not make an Erev. So if you can't say Shabbat Jehoi Jehoi Jehoi, because there is no Matter, it's just that there's no Eiser, and it's only when you have when he makes an Eiv that is a matter that would apply the halacha of Hutra. And the Vilna Gaon is already masig, District 24 brings, because by Yisrael that goes to spend Shabbos in another chatzar and does not intend to come back on Shabbos, and they change mind to come back on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Siv Beis does not make it forbidden because Shabbos Hutra Hutra, even though there's no matter over there, it's just not making it forbidden. Same thing is also over here, even though there's no matter, which should take along, it should have the halacha Shabbos Hutra Hutra. And so the other chayim are also masig on the Tirtz of the Taz. Look what the Magen Avraham is Matarat and Sivkot and Dalad. Also on this, the Vilna Gaon is Masik, look over there. Because of this question, the Vilna Gaon is Machrich, not like Siv Beis, look over there. We've according to the Magen Avraham writes in Sivkot and Hey, the question of the Bach is answered. We don't have to have his Teretz that he answers in Sivkot and Dalad. And that's how the Machzor Shekel writes, look over there. Which the yeah. Some of the dirshus, dirshin number 12, regarding a non-Jew that goes to spend Shabbos, oh no, I said this already, dirshin number 13. So Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkot Ches that, okay, since he intended not to come back, it's Shabbos Shehutra Hutra, it's not going to become forbidden anymore. Now regarding patients that come to the hospital on Shabbos, the Sivkot Chok Maslev rides, they don't make it forbidden for the same reason, Shabbos Shehutra Hutra was already permitted. And even according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, brought in by Allah, the Masma Achakach Nimlach, that he saw that comes to Shabbos makes him forbidden. The Chaznish explains that the reason is because the whole Dira is designated for residence. This is all applicable only if the Dira has Bailam, or it's designated to have Bailam. Then the Dira is designated from the ownership to have residence. But for sick people, they don't have any schos or bailis in the place. And also, it's not at all at every moment that they could come to the hospital. It depends on what the doctors say, and sometimes there's no place. And they also send sometimes to a different hospital. Such a case, even according to Vilna Gaon, would not make it forbidden. We discussed this in Simshon Ayin, name of the Seba Archa Shabbos, that some say that the patients don't make their residence forbidden at all. Here's your number 15. The Sharatzin had said, not like the Taz is Mekel, even by a non-Jew, if he was Masiach Das from coming back. The Taz concludes that the Lashon HaTorah and the Shulchan Aruch that they write is Tumah specifically a Jew, he says Tzarachin. However, they come in the Sanal Irvin rejects the question of the Taz, because since Dafka Yisrael that says he doesn't intend to come back doesn't make it forbidden because he's not lying. So Rabbein Yohanneson writes that Yisrael is not going to make it forbidden because She'eris Yisrael le'dabar chazav, they don't lie, which is not the case by a Nachri, that, you know, not necessarily are they saying what's the reality. In our times, the Sheva Levi writes that you can rely on the words of the Taz that we see that Goyim, they go at the weekend to go out of town and they come back on Sunday and they don't intend to come back at all, even in the case that they could come back because they're close nearby, but that's a permanent, it's a full-fledged kviyas, and the thought is recognizable from their action that they're going to the beach town, whatever, and therefore they're not lying when they're intending not to come back. Dish number 17. The Bialach had said that you can answer a little bit based on what the Magen Avraham writes. What he means to say is that later on Siv Dal, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if one of the people of the Chatzur die, and someone from the street yarshins him, and he comes to dwell there on Shabbos, he makes a forbidden. We don't say Shabbat Shehutra Hutra. The reason explains the Magen Avraham there in Sivkot Hei, we don't say that it would seem that he's Masiach his Das from coming back, only if he already was there in the Chatzur and he left. But some yarshin from someone inherits from the street that never lived in this Chatzur, there's no proof there was Masiach Das, and therefore you don't have from the beginning Shabbat Shehutra Hutra, that it was already permitted from the beginning. According to his words, the Be'er Halacha writes that, oh, you can answer, why don't we say Hutra by when someone from the street dies, because there was no Maisa Akir, because he lived somewhere else, and some other residents, and therefore he was never Iker himself from this house that was inherited. And you don't have to come. You don't have to come onto when the Magen writes before then Simcha and Dal to answer this. There's Tumah that he has a deer in his chatzer that sometimes he lives there and he was not Maseir Das from it. But the Chaznish asks that in the case that someone from the street dies when it's already Shabbos, for sure this has Chadas, because since the one who bequeathed had a deer in the schatz and he didn't live over there, it's considered like Hesach Adas. It's not comparable to someone who died from before Shabbos, that the Yerush was never there in the schatz, and therefore it's not considered Hesach Adas that he didn't live over there. And therefore, when it comes to live over there, it's going to make it forbidden. We don't say Shabbos Hutra Hutra. So if the Vilna Goyim disagrees with the Magid Vam, he proves with this halacha, they would, we don't say Hutra at all by someone that comes back to his house. Dish number 18, Mishbrin Sivkot and Tess said that this was someone from the street that had a house in the chatzar. We said that it's talking that he did not make an erev on the house that he has in the chatzar. So we see from his words that even though he's not in his house, he can make an erev, which nafka means afterwards that he dies, and then the one who inherits come to dwell there in the middle of Shabbos, not to make it forbidden, because the one who died already made an erev, and even though a deer in Abayim does not make it forbidden. And the reason is, the way the Be'alacha writes in the Maskel Ba'im, there's talking in the case that if that person from the street would make it forbidden on the people of the chatzar, and for this reason we don't say Hal Hutra, that is in the case that he's not Maseiches Das from his deer ends, similar types, and therefore he could be a Erev. And that's what Rechaim Kineski writes. And look at the Aros at the end of the Sebashon Alok, they write that it doesn't mean for Erev, it means Shitut, because someone that does not live over there cannot make the Erev. Just number 19, Shabbat Sivkot and Yudbeis said that even if the Yerush does not come to live there in that house, however, it's called a deer Bebailim because he lives there in that chatzar. So you see that someone that has two houses in the chatzar, he has to be mishtatav in the Erev because of both houses. It's just enough with one gregris for both of them. And we don't say that since he lives only in one house, so maybe the second house is considered as a dir beloy bailam. The reason for this, the Barashi explains in the Erev, that since he lives in that chatzar, and it's fit for him to use the second house whenever he wants to, it's considered as if he lives there. On the other hand, Taisus over there writes this only in the Lashon of Shema, maybe. But the Chaznish explains that the Suffolk is only in the case that he was Yerush a house on Shabbos that he wasn't yet accustomed to in the second house. But someone that has two homes in the courtyard, and his norm is that sometimes in this house and sometimes in that house, so both houses are going to make it forbidden. And his Aris at the end of Sefer Shein Halachos, he adds on that whatever becomes forbidden when the Yerush from that Chatzar, even though he didn't enter to the deer of the one who died, that's only when it's ready to function as a place of where he's going to end up eating. But without that, then right, it wouldn't be a house to make it forbidden, because that wouldn't be considered as a place where he eats.